You don't have to be a bird watcher to enjoy the new theatrical production, Birdsong of Tomorrow. A call of the wild and a call to arms to see and hear the world in a different way. It's a show about birds, about the songs they sing through generations and what they continue to sing as their environment rapidly changes. Blending science, storytelling, music and video, Birdsong of Tomorrow is presented by the Griffin Theatre Company, plays at the Old Fitz Theatre, and director of Birdsong of Tomorrow, Emma McManus, joins us now on 2SER Breakfast Morning. Emma, how are you?
I'm going great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Fan of birds, are you?
I am a very big fan of birds, I must admit.
was that a prerequisite to signing up as director of the show?
I think it was definitely encouraged.
Yeah, so it wasn't sort of like they were holding up cards and saying, identify this species for us, please.
No tests, but some knowledge, I think, of my love of birds.
And was that sort of what inspired you to take on this show as director? Because obviously director of a theatrical production, it can be a very high-pressure, stressful environment.
Yeah, well, it's been a really amazing process, actually, because I've worked with Nathan over a number of years in a lot of different ways. And I think as we have sort of changed our interest in this way. We've sort of started bird watching together and become kind of increasingly interested in birds. And then, of course, our work started turning that way as well. So it's been a really nice journey to go on with him.
All right, so you and Nathan started bird watching first and then fell into a theatrical production about birds.
Yeah, so we made a work a number of years ago looking at sort of different types of extinction called, the Western Black Rhino. And so we've always been interested in sort of the relationship between the way our world is changing, how we might interact with other species. I actually made a work about the brush turkey at one stage, who is my favourite bird.
Yeah.
And so we've sort of been developing this practice, and I think this work really is a nice place where it culminates in looking at how sort of different species might also create culture and story and song together.
Yeah. The brush turkey is having a bit of a renaissance at the moment. They're everywhere you look.
Oh, yeah, they are coming in strong in Sydney, definitely.
They're the Ryan Gosling of birds.
Yes.
Just for another bird
absolutely
connection there, the baby goose himself. Nathan Harrison, who you mentioned there, he's one of 2025's Griffin Lookout champions.
Yes. So Nathan has been developing this work with Griffin for quite a while. So he came out through their studio program where he wrote the script. And then it's really nice to be able to actually premiere the work at Griffin Theatre Company as well in their studio Lookout program. Yeah.
He was here in the 2SER studios last week, was Nathan.
Oh, yeah, we love 2SER. We can't get enough of it.
He brought in a few birds. He brought in a galah just as part of sort of just to put a bit of spice onto the segment. And that galah is now hosting an afternoon show and doing an absolutely fantastic job.
They're good, these birds.
And so obviously the fact that you've collaborated with Nathan for so long, does that make it easier to sort of put on these productions? He's sort of the main one there in front of the audience, you directing, is that you have developed a shorthand between each other?
Yeah, I think having working for a long time together means we can really, I guess, push each other as well and get to the heart of what the show is. And also support each other through making that show. And, yeah, it just makes the process, I think we really understand each other, we understand how each other work, and we understand the sort of work we want to make, which is, a really lucky thing to have developed over time.
Indeed. And Birdsong of Tomorrow will be playing at the Old Fitz Theatre from the 21st of August till the 6th of September. But before then, 16th of August, you can actually join Nathan Harrison on a bird-watching walk at Centennial Park.
Mm, yes. We had a beautiful walk at Centennial Park. It's a lovely place to go and have a look at some birds.
Yeah.
And we saw a kookaburra and lots of water birds.
Yeah, well, I guess it is the season for them at the moment, really, isn't it? Will that be a thing happening again? So that was last weekend. Will the bird watching thing happen again, do you think?
That was last weekend, but I encourage everyone to get out into Centennial Park. There's some wonderful birds there. And also around your city, of course, there's lots of great birds. I'm even a fan of the ibis, I've got to say.
Well, it's a good bird. It's managed to sort of evolve and adapt.
There's actually a really good ibis fact in Birdsong of Tomorrow.
Well, don't drop it now. You've got to save
on,
some of that.
Hold on for that.
Spoiler alert. You've got to go to griffintheatre.com.au and get tickets to it. Go and check it out between the 21st of August and the 6th of September. And Emma McManus, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. Chookers to you and the rest of the cast and crew of Birdsong of Tomorrow. I know you're going to have an absolutely wonderful time in the director's chair for that one. Have you thought about what's next for you? Are you going to continue the sort of the vergence of theatre and bird watching, or you move on to something else?
I think we might be on to some birds for a while.
All right.
And hopefully we'll take this show on the road. That's
excellent
for us.
I thought you might be thinking about doing Storm Boy or something like that.
Look, all birds are coming to theatre see you.
Well, this next one's for you. It's Mocky from the album Music Will Explain, Choir Music Volume 1. It's called Animal Noises. Thanks, Emma, for joining us.
Thank you.
To SER Breakfast.